In the name of the triune God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we shall join in the opening of this new service day unto thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, dear Heavenly Father, with thankful mind, we come nigh unto you, dear Father, on this beautiful Sunday morning. We above all thank thee for thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in which thou hast prepared for us that gift righteousness, which is acceptable before thee, dear O Father. We, Father, ask when we have gathered before thy unperishing word that you this day, Father, would give us that portion which each one of us needs, and that thy would allow thy grace, Son, to shine yet brighter than our temporal sun, and that thy through thy poor servants would be feeding and encouraging to believe, so that we would have a strength to endeavor on this narrow way of life. We yet, Father, ask that thy word would stop those who are on the outside, and also those whom have or are thinking that is it worthwhile to endeavor in this faith, so that thy word and your promises would be heard brightly, and that thy grace, Son, would shine. We yet ask, with the words taught by thy Son, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We shall quieten before those words of God which have been written in the first epistle of John in its second chapter, in the first and second explanatory portions, and these words are heard in Jesus' name. My little children, these things I write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word in him verily is the love of God perfected, whereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Dear, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Already in the beginning pages of the Bible, it relates to us of this. Of this which our text especially speaks of. There in the book of Moses in the first chapter, it relates of the falling into sin. And further in the Bible, it speaks unto us much of sin. Of sin and their dangers, and of this, where it leads us. God's word teaches us that sin is the forsaking of the heart, forsaking God through the heart. Here in our heard portion of God's word, John writes lovingly, "My little children." John warns of this. These things I write unto you, that ye sin not. God's word warns us of the dangers of sin. And God's word teaches us that we cannot look at sin in a light manner, and that we would begin to play with it, thinking that truly I will receive it forgiven, that there is such a thing as forgiveness. Not one of us can know this. Will God, the grace of penitence, will he give the grace to return if one goes into these sins, falls into sin? And it could be that one cannot get a conscience, receive a conscience over sin. As John here lovingly warns of this, that we would not sin. And here in the same, he reminds us of this. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Here in the previous chapter, here in this letter, John writes that if we say that we have not sinned, that we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. God's word teaches us that all have fallen away and all have become unworthy. There is one, no, not one who hath done does good, no, not one. Who says that I have no sin, as John writes, he, according to the word of God, is a liar. Who can say that they have never fallen into sin? How can such a person who is in deep self-righteousness, relies on their own works, and his garment is not that of which God's word speaks to us about. He does not have upon him that gift righteousness of Christ, but he trusts upon those works of his own. According to God's word, one's own works are as a defiled garment before God. That robe is not acceptable then on that last day. Then when it is the day of the Son of God, when he shall come here upon this earth, one must be robed here in this time with that righteous robe of righteousness. As we have heard at these services of the parable of the prodigal son, that how this prodigal son returned to the house of the father. The father did not robe him, but his servants put his robes on, or put that robe on, which was Christ's gift righteousness. And those servants were helped into faith, children of God, whom had the right to proclaim the proclamation of sins, the release of sins unto them. Jesus said that whomsoever you forgive their sins, they are remitted unto them, and whomsoever you retain, they shall be retained. The gospel of forgiveness it travels upon feet. Those who have been helped into faith upon people who have received the grace, when Jesus says that in you I wish to dwell and affect. Here in the forsaking of this world, and Jesus wished to travel and travels yet today. God's grace, privilege, order is not changed into, has not changed. It is the same, and it has always been the same and shall be the same until the end in God's kingdom. And here a man must find God's kingdom and his righteousness. At these services, we have spoke much of the child of God. We do not speak too little of it. First, God must, or people must find God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all shall be given unto him. Can not anybody be emphasizing the importance of God's kingdom? A person must here in this time find the gracious God, and it is to be found in God's kingdom. This perpetuator of which John here writes, with the Father, whom is righteous, or we have an advocate with the Father, and he is a propitiation for our sins, and not our sins only, but also the sins of the whole world. Here we are reminded that what is the reason for our salvation? It is Christ's suffering and death and his victorious resurrection. It is that sacrificial, only sacrifice which is acceptable before God. And unto this we wish to trust. But here, John reminds us also of this, but on behalf of the whole world. Here is as if a calling to those who are on the outside, that the gracious God is to be found in his kingdom, from his kingdom. And this calling has been proclaimed in this at these services much. John continues, and of this we understand, and hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. What commandment did Jesus give unto his disciples? If we remember Jesus' farewell speech, which he held to his own disciples, there he emphasized this, that you know, you are known as my disciples because you keep love in your midst. This love between the children of God is a remarkable matter. It is such which is not from this time, but it is from heaven. It shall go to the end, of which the Bible says, these remain faith, hope, love. And love is the greatest of them. This love joins or connects the children of God. It is such a love which also does not forget the truth. This, that if we have fallen into fault, and when we fall, the love of the children of God comes close, not from above, but in this way, it wishes to be reminding us of this, that it is worthwhile to put sin away. One, it is not worthwhile to leave sin, but it is worthwhile to put sin away. When our flesh and our blood, which is an ally with the enemy of the soul, is deceiving us, leading us astray, then when we fall into fault, then if we ourselves do not understand this, the brothers and sisters will come to us. They will come with the love of God. When such a situation is or arises, let us then have such a mind that we would ask or pray that we could become humble beneath the mighty hand of God, that He would be in His time uplifting us, that our own pride, our own glory and desire would not receive victory, but that God would receive victory, or the victory. It is worthwhile here, already in this time, to count in this way, or calculate in this way, that if a person's life is somewhat longer, or some have shorter life, regardless of this, our life is short compared to eternity. It is worthwhile here in this time to endeavor in the love of God's kingdom, putting sin away and bearers of the blood of Christ. If we go out of this kingdom, we show disobedience unto Sarah Mother, and so it can happen so that our faith shall die. We go out from the kingdom of God, and there is no life. There is only weeping and gnashing of teeth. For this reason, this love between the children of God is so important. He that keepeth His word, truly His love is of God, is perfect. Hereby we know that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. Jesus gave us an example there in the center cross. He prayed on behalf of His ridiculers and his those who prisoned Him or took Him. The first human martyr, Stephen, prayed that count these sins not unto them. He prayed on behalf of those who stoned Him. He did not curse them, those who stoned Him. But Stephen saw the heavens open and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, prayed on his behalf. So also today, He prays on our behalf, that we, in the midst of this evil time, would have strength to battle with the power of God against the enemy. He who goes about us as the Bible relates, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Each one of us feel our temptations of our flesh and our blood, and for this reason it is important that we endeavor in the hearing of God's word. We travel there where the living gospel is proclaimed. There in our home Zions, we go to services there, and we endeavor to own this heavenly nourishment for our souls, where it is not sufficient that we go to some larger services once a year and think that this is enough for me. This, our faith, it is not any group strength or power, but God asks us or requires from us our personal faith. This, that precisely I and you wish to be personally believing our own sins forgiven. The Heavenly Father knows all things and knows all things, sees all things. Nothing is hidden from him. And all those things which we do shall become open and clear. And for this reason, it is worthwhile here in this time already to endeavor in the light of our conscience, in the light, and put away all that fiery material from our conscience. And for this reason, in God's kingdom, there is all the keys to all knowledge. There is confession, which is a grace privileged. It is such which has the purpose is that if we fall into named sins, we have this grace privilege that we can relate these away, and that we receive the remission of sins. A brother can relate to a brother, and sister to sister, and a sister to brother, and so on. We can relate, and we can proclaim the remission of sins. In this confession, we do not come any better, but how we have felt this, that then when travel faults can be put away beneath grace, it feels much easier to travel on this heavenly way. And then heaven touches earth. It feels of such that we are on the correct road, and we have a desire to endeavor in the obedience of God's word. He who loveth his brother abideth in light, and he has no offense. John later says, writes in his letter, we are of God. He who knoweth God, he hears us. Who is not of God, he does not hear us. Of this we know the spirit of truth and deceit. In our time, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We have many spiritualities in this world and many teachings. But here in this time, there is only two groups or flocks. There is that group who wish to endeavor in the obedience of God's word and putting sin away, that group is going to heaven. But then there is that group whom are traveling that way, of which Jesus says, that wide road. This, according to the words of Jesus, many are traveling this road. It is not a joyous matter. There in the Old Testament it relates, it is not a joy unto God when a ungodly perishes. He would wish that he would turn from his evil ways. And so also we would wish, and we ask, and we pray that those who wish to travel the way of the enemy of the soul, that here in this time that they would find the kingdom of God, the gracious God. And how here John writes that from whence do you find the spirit of truth and error? He wrote these. He hears us. The sound or the voice of the kingdom of God, the voice of Sarah Mother, is such a voice which calls those who are trying to go out and those who are on the outside, and calls and asks us whom are inside to remain here. Do not go with the others, as in the book of Ruth it writes that do not go to other fields to pick, but be here with my servants, maidens. In this group is only the forgiveness. For this reason it is worthwhile to endeavor in the love of God's kingdom. Dear brethren, sons, I write unto you that your sins shall be forgiven unto you for his name's sake. Are these not good promises? John writes on in behalf of his name, you can believe your sins forgiven. Is there a better promise upon this sinful earth where we can believe our own sins forgiven? He can carry here that living hope of heaven, that once when that journey shall end, once shall reach there where there's no temptations or ailments, there's no sickness. But there is something else of which the Bible says, not one eye has seen nor ear heard, no, or into the mind has even come, what God has prepared for those who love him. Oh, if we would always remember this in the temptations of everyday life, that there shall be once that day when corruption shall not affect us. Here we are reminded that you can believe your sins forgiven on behalf of his, for his name's sake, even now, brother and sister, near and far, there somewhere, in all the ways, or you all have the promise to believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. The gospel of the kingdom of God is not an embarrassing matter. This is the best food that a child could receive. And for this reason, it is worthwhile to enjoy this food. And the conclusion part of our text that read, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of God, the love of the Father is not in him. James writes in his epistle, the friendliness of the world is anger or wrath towards God. Is it not a surprising word if we have taken unbelieving friends? We wish to be friends with this world in this way. We wish to live as the people of this world. If we wish to live as the people of this world, this is wrath towards God, as the songwriter writes. If you wish to be a friend of this world, then you shall separate yourself from God. Again, it is relates where it guides or leads. God takes our life away. That how in this time the friendliness of life or the world is so near us, this that we would begin to follow that which the world teaches, or that the way our self-righteous world teaches, that we must accept all things, and we must little by little leave that which the Bible teaches us. But we cannot forsake that which God's word has taught us, where the writer of the Hebrews says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there, the former verse, it writes, allow yourself to be deceived with foreign doctrines. Here we are reminded of many foreign teachings, which there are even in our time. What the most different ones? It is said that the Bible has been written. It was good then, but God's word is unchanging, as in the last pages of the book of Revelations, it says that who takes away something of these words that are written in this book, his name shall be taken away from the book of life. And if someone adds these words, upon him shall come all those plagues which are written in this book. Again, it is said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. This all we see around us in our time, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. If these attach themselves to us, let us ask that God would give us a conscience, and that God would give us power and strength, that we would wish to be relieved of these, that we would wish to be put these beneath grace, that it would happen to us so that we would lose our faith. It does not help. This does not help that we are with this group. This is a personal faith. This is what we are taught in God's word. Yet it says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Once this world and all that which God has created, he shall destroy it with his word, and a new heaven and new earth shall be created. There righteousness shall dwell, and it has this new world has been prepared for those who love the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to that land we shall reach if we endeavor in the love of the kingdom of God personally, in our personal faith, to endeavor putting sin away. We shall reach, as we shall reach, may the enemy of the soul say what he will. But with our own power and strength, we cannot reach it, but only trusting upon the power of God and his guidance, trusting upon the grace gospel of God. And of this gospel is preached close and far, near and far, that grace gospel which cleanses us from all sin. Yet, brother and sister, near and afar, there in the homes, bound by sickness, or for some other reason, you could not come to these services, you also have this promise to believe, sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And when we believe in this way, we shall once reach the end. But for my own portion, I would ask that, can I believe my sins forgiven? In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. I wish to believe, along with the group of God. In this way we remain comfortingly beneath God's blessed word and care, making journey. In Jesus' name, amen.